Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. There is great and encouraging news from Europe, believe it or not. Vladimir Putin apparently has ordered some of the troops to move back to their bases, away from their positions on the border, and he signaled new willingness to negotiate some kind of understanding. Should that be possible? We'll be speaking to Chris Miller on Russia, who's written a profound piece about what is it that Putin really wants. Can we safely give it to him? And meanwhile, the question about equating Vladimir Putin with Adolf Hitler, which lots of people have done recently, maybe not everything is about Nazis. There's actually a powerful piece about that. We'll be talking to the author. He uses the example of basically Marjorie Taylor Greene talking about that horribly horrible gazpacho police of that are dispatched everywhere by Nancy Pelosi. Is it time for a real moratorium on Nazi and Holocaust analogies? Maybe. We will talk about it. And the miracle of the Super Bowl, I'm not talking about any of the great catches or outstanding athletic play that you saw in this very memorable Super Bowl game on Sunday, but I am talking about the play that was involved in putting up that stadium, the most expensive stadium ever built, where taxpayers didn't pay a dime. Are there some lessons to be learned about that? And then the ongoing tumult about the revelations from the Durham report. Now, remember, the Durham report is not anywhere near completed. But Rich Lowry of National Review is going to be joining us about the level of revelations that was just offered. Are they apocalyptic? No. Are they disturbing? Are they horrible? Yes. Do they indicate that there were very questionable actions by the Clinton campaign and some people involved with the Clinton campaign and very close to it? Yes. So what happens next? How does it unfold? What does it mean for the elections of 2022, if anything? Or the elections of 2024. One thing it means is that those people, sorry Doug Schoen, who've been trying to promote a comeback for Hillary Clinton, not a chance in the world. No go. And speaking about not a chance in the world, what the heck? We are now talking about a nationwide crisis, a state of crisis, the arrogation to the government of powers that are supposed to take place only in the case of a national emergency. Where in Canada? Where it's no longer just a freedom convoy. It's no longer people just disrupting daily life and business in Ottawa. It is a nationwide crisis. And some people who generally support the Canadian regime right now are raising the question that, have the emergency powers gone too far? What does the future hold? We will be talking about that also today on an incredibly busy and serious Medved Show. Why is it serious? Well, there's a question that was put to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And no, I'm not putting her forward as some kind of Cassandra, some kind of deep sage who understands what's going on and understands America's future better than anyone else. And none of that. But she is a voice for the Democratic left. She is considered a spokesperson for a younger generation of leftists in this country. She was asked a very basic question. And the question has to do with the future of democracy in the United States. And she was asked about whether we would have a democracy in America in the future. And here is her surprising answer. It's clip 14.
I think there's a very real risk that we will not. I think what we risk is having a government that perhaps postures as a democracy and may try to pretend that it is, but isn't. We're never beyond hope, but we've already seen the opening silos of this. You have, you know, white nationalist reactionary politics starting to grow into a critical mass. I think we will return to Jim Crow. I think that's what we risk.
Okay, returning to Jim Crow is shockingly unlikely. Very unlikely. However, what's fascinating to me is that there are people now on the right, on the very extreme hard right, who will look at things that are happening, to the Durham investigation, revelations, and to some of what's happening in Canada, and will say, yes, we could lose our democracy, but not to white supremacists or radicals on the right, as Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez suggests, but could lose it a democracy or the basic civil liberties that we have to people on the extreme left, where they are questioning some of the basic norms of the American system and our current situation. All of this coming at a time when the surge in crime across the country continues. There's a shocking case in New York of a particularly brutal and horrifying murder that was perpetrated by a career criminal, young man who had done one violent crime after another and who had just been released. Why does this keep happening, and what can be done about it? We will talk about that as well on the Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. Okay, but maybe we can begin with some of what appears to be the good news from Russia. That's a phrase you don't often hear. Russian President Vladimir Putin, this is from the Associated Press, just hours ago, actually less than an hour ago, Russian President Vladimir Putin said today he welcomed a security dialogue with the West as his military reported pulling back some of its troops near Ukraine, signals that may indicate the Kremlin has opted for a diplomatic path for now, despite Western fears of an imminent Russian invasion of its neighbor. Putin said he doesn't want war and would rely on negotiations as he presses his demand for the West to halt Ukraine's bid to join NATO. At the same time, he didn't commit to a full pullback of troops, saying Russia's next moves in the standoff will depend on how the situation evolves. While the overtures soothed global markets that have been on edge amid the worst East-West tensions in decades, Washington and its European allies remain cautious, saying they want to see evidence of a Russian pullback. Russia has denied having plans for a conquest of all of Ukraine, demanding that the West keep Ukraine and other ex-Soviet nations out of the alliance, halt weapons deployments near Russian borders, and roll back forces from Eastern Europe. The U.S. and its allies have roundly rejected the demands, but offered Russia to engage in talks on ways to bolster security in Europe. Look, the one thing about Vladimir Putin is, do I think he's a good guy in any sense of the word? Of course not. He's a dictator. Is he stupid and crazy? He's not stupid. And he probably isn't crazy. So what does that mean? Where are we going? We'll talk about what Putin really wants and more coming up on The Medved Show.
Michael Medved.
I'm listening to everything you say.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now, 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280, and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Michael Medved Show, President Biden is supposed to speak, and it could be important if it does go, as they say, directly to the questions of war and peace with Vladimir Putin, and with the Russians making gestures in the right direction for the first time in months, actually. This has been very encouraging to international markets, as mentioned before, and it makes war look a little bit less inevitable. There's a great saying by Dr. Johnson, "The gallows doth wonderfully concentrate the mind." And it may be possible that all of the repeated warnings by the Biden administration that Russia was about to strike were a way of getting Putin and the rest of the world really to focus on what the cost would be of a major conflict in Ukraine. And I don't think there can be any disagreement on the part of anybody that it would be a great blessing for this country and a great victory for the United States if somehow, without making completely unacceptable concessions, the United States was able to avert some kind of a major conflict. And who knows, with that aversion of a major conflict, maybe the whole toxicity of the relationship between the United States and Russia, for the moment at least, could be put aside, or at least put off, or at least diluted. 1-800-955-1776. Anybody out there who really thinks it'd be a great thing if Russia and Ukraine became engaged in the kind of war where they're talking about up to 50,000 or more civilian casualties, and that just in a short period of time? Meanwhile, the other area where there is no evidence really of any kind of negotiation is in Canada, where Reuters is reporting Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau yesterday activated rarely used emergency powers in an effort to end protests that have shut some U.S. border crossings and paralyzed parts of the capital. Under the Emergencies Act, the government introduced measures intended to cut off protesters' funding and took steps to reinforce provincial and local law enforcement with federal police. No military yet. The blockades are harming our economy and endangering public safety, Trudeau told a news conference. We cannot and will not allow illegal and dangerous activities to continue. And what's remarkable about this, in Commentary Magazine, fine piece by Noah Rothman, brings out, I mean, the reality of this, Canadians are very highly vaccinated. 90% of Canadians, 90%, are at least partially vaccinated. Many of them have boosters. And Canada has actually come through the whole pandemic with not as strongly as New Zealand, for instance, where they're also having demonstrations right now, but it's come through the pandemic fairly well compared to the United States. And the idea that now, over this issue of vaccine mandates, that afflicts those mandates apply really only to a very small minority of Canadians, about 10%, because most of the people in the country are already vaccinated. But here is the Prime Minister, Pierre Elliott, that's not Pierre Elliott, it's Justin Trudeau. Pierre Elliott was the dad. But Prime Minister Trudeau, Justin Trudeau, on giving himself emergency powers to stop the Freedom Convoy protests. This is clip one.
The federal government has invoked the Emergencies Act to supplement provincial and territorial capacity to address the blockades and occupations. I want to be very clear. The scope of these measures will be time-limited, geographically targeted, as well as reasonable and proportionate to the threats they are meant to address.
Okay. He feels, and the polling actually shows he's probably right, that a majority of Canadians are on his side on this. They've had enough. There is real financial damage being done to the nation's economy, not just to places in Ottawa or other cities now across Canada where there are small businesses that are being hurt, but with the general economic relationship with the United States, where there's damage as well to the American economy. Prime Minister Trudeau went on.
These tools include strengthening their ability to impose fines or imprisonment. The government will designate, secure, and protect places and infrastructure that are critical to our economy and people's jobs, including border crossings and airports. We cannot and will not allow illegal and dangerous activities to continue. The Emergencies Act will also allow the government to make sure essential services are rendered, for example, in order to tow vehicles blocking roads. In addition, financial institutions will be authorized or directed to render essential services to help address the situation, including by regulating and prohibiting the use of property to fund or support illegal blockades.
The idea that this is some kind of dictatorship or some kind of termination of civil liberties. I mean, try to imagine it was here in the United States, or try to imagine it was on an issue where I know a lot of people out there are very sympathetic to the goals of the Freedom Convoy to get rid of the vaccine mandates. But imagine that this was a different goal, and you were talking about actually damaging people's lives, threatening their well-being, hurting the entire country to achieve your political desired aim. It's very problematic, and it creates a tremendous problem, and this is one of the points that they acknowledge in Commentary Magazine. If Trudeau gives in now and, quote, negotiates with the leaders of these protests about different terms for the continuing need for vaccines, then what does that say about the vulnerability of the government to various other protests on other issues that could easily come up? Because there are plenty of issues that people feel passionately about in America, in Canada, and yes, in Russia. What does Putin want? What is he at least likely to accept that might be acceptable to the United States of America? We'll be speaking with Chris Miller of the American Enterprise Institute, and who knows something about Putin's history and psychology, all coming right up on the Medved Show.
Michael Medved.
That phrase may sound shrill or alarmist, but it's not.
It's the Michael Medved Show.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
And in breaking news, Prince Andrew has agreed to settle a sexual assault lawsuit from Virginia Giuffre, according to her lawyer, David Boies. The summons settlement is not being disclosed, and the letter to the court says Prince Andrew intends to make a substantial donation in support of victims' rights. Gouffre alleged that Jeffrey Epstein trafficked her to Prince Andrew, who she claimed took advantage and sexually abused her when she was 17. From the beginning, Prince Andrew has denied the allegations. A new poll shows that over 66% of Democrats would like to see Hillary Clinton investigated for any role she may have had in trying to manufacture former President Donald Trump's ties to Russia in an attempt to smear him. That's a rise of over 20% since last October. The most recent court documents reveal that Special Counsel John Durham's investigation is ready to prove that the Clinton campaign tried to infiltrate computer systems at Trump Tower and the White House. This is USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Michael Medved Show, it is a pleasure to welcome Dr. Chris Miller, who is the Jean Kirkpatrick Visiting Fellow at the American Enterprise Institute, where he focuses on Russian foreign policy. He's also an assistant professor of international history at the Fletcher School, prestigious school of foreign affairs at Tufts University, and director of the school's Russia and Eurasia program. He's written a number of well-received books about Russian history and Vladimir Putin and what we can learn from the past about Russia's present and future. Dr. Miller, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, okay, first of all, your piece on what does Putin want is illustrated by an image that I very much appreciated from the Battle of Poltava in 1709. And you've made the point in several places that Putin is a little bit obsessed with Peter the Great, who was certainly a different height than Vladimir Putin, has some of the same ambitions that he achieved that Putin means to achieve. What does that mean for us?
Well, the Russian government and Putin personally have said that they look back to some of Russia's historic great leaders like Peter the Great, who was most famous in Russia for establishing Russia as a great power in Europe. Putin said that Peter the Great is his favorite czar. And I think when you look at Russian foreign policy today, you see some continuities. Russia's looking to win itself a voice in European affairs on the battlefield, to use its military to try to force other countries, including the United States, to give Russia a bit of what it wants. And part of the problem the United States faces is because Russia's military has gotten a lot stronger over the past 15 years relative to our own, it's harder and harder to get what we want vis-a-vis Russia because they're willing to build up their military and willing to use it.
Okay. Are they trying to use it basically to get commitments from the United States to keep Ukraine out of NATO, to make restrictions? Are there conceivable concessions that the United States could make that actually could placate Putin, at least for the time being?
I don't think that's the right way to think about it. It doesn't seem to me that we want to set a principle of every time Russia or any other country marches their army to their neighbor's border, we can dig up some concessions that will appease them. I think instead we should say to Russia, everyone agrees there are international borders and your army ought to stay on your side of the international border. If you cross it, there's going to be consequences, rather than trying to give Putin some goodies so that his army goes home.
In terms of looking at his long-term goals, what do you think is, right now people are saying, well, who knows, maybe he'll call this whole thing off. Your guess would be?
Well, I think it's hard to know what he's going to do, and part of Russia's strategy is to keep us guessing. It's clear that the force they've got on the Ukrainian border is large enough to drive deep into Ukraine, and that alone, just if the Russian military sits on Ukraine's border and doesn't even go in, is a deep threat not only to Ukraine, which is at risk of a Russian invasion, but more broadly to all of Europe, because Russia could move its army to the north or to the south whenever it pleases. And the reality is that NATO has let its defenses wane over the past couple of decades. Russia's been building up its military. Well, NATO hasn't. And as a result, this threat from the Russian military, I think, is something that's got to be dealt with beyond the specifics of the current crisis around Russia and Ukraine. It's the overall balance of power between the U.S. and Russia and NATO and Russia that's gotten out of whack and shifted in Russia's favor.
President Biden is supposed to be speaking today, just about now. And would it be wise for him to demonstrate a new resolution to build up American military resources in Europe, which is the opposite of what Putin says he wants? He wants fewer American forces near his borders.
I think that is the right strategy, although I would say we shouldn't think about military power in terms of simply counting numbers of troops or numbers of tanks. If you think about how the wars of the 21st century will be fought and how you'll deploy military power, it's not necessarily going to be in the things that were influential in the 20th century. And so rather than numbers of troops and tanks, I think we should be asking who's investing in the types of military equipment, the types of military power that's going to win conflicts in the coming decades. So things like electronic warfare and new missile systems, understanding how people will use space for warfare. These are the types of systems we really ought to be investing in. This is where Russia has invested over the past couple of decades and really made some substantial advances that make its military far more powerful.
In terms of this particular conflict, do you see it extending beyond Ukraine? Well, I guess that depends on how this is resolved, doesn't it?
I think that's right. I think we've got to assume that it's going to stay inside of Ukraine's borders, at least for now. But I don't think we should look at this particular crisis as an isolated event. We've seen in Russian foreign policy over the past couple of decades a constant testing of the limits in other countries that border Russia, from Kazakhstan to Georgia to Belarus. Russia's prodding and looking for potential weaknesses, areas where it can expand its influence and its voice. And so even if the current crisis remains limited to Russia and Ukraine, there's this broader question of Russian power and the way that it's used. And unless we're willing to stand up to Russia and say, either use your resources in a constructive way by trading and by acting like a respectable country, or if you use them in a non-constructive way, we're going to push back against them. And that, I think, is the larger principle that's at stake, which is relevant not only in Ukraine, but far beyond it.
Okay, one of the things that's received a great deal of publicity in the West has been the Alexei Navalny and the local politics in Russia that is anti-Putin. Has this crisis enhanced his popularity at home?
Well, the sad reality is that Navalny is in prison in a trumped-up charge that looks likely to be extended soon by Russia's kangaroo courts. And Navalny is, and his team are aggressively kept off of television. They're banned from social media in certain cases. And so they really struggle to get their message out. When Navalny is allowed to get his message out, it's a popular message, but most Russians don't hear about Navalny at all, or when they do, it's in the context of these trumped-up charges. So the Russian government has actually been quite effective in stamping out all types of opposition, such that there's really no choice in Russian politics today. It's Putin or else.
Christopher Miller, do you expect we're going to be living in a crisis atmosphere regarding Ukraine for months to come, years? Or maybe just days?
It's possible this crisis, this particular crisis, might be over in a matter of weeks, but I don't think the problem that has driven it is going to go away anytime soon. If we just analyze it through the question of what are the Russians saying and what are Ukrainians saying about Russia's particular demands this week, then these demands might go away. But there's this broader issue of Russian power and Western weakness that I think has to be addressed.
I appreciate it. We're going to post your column, which is fascinating and very important. We're going to post it at our website at michaelmedved.com. People can find out more about Professor Miller's very important work and actually gain necessary context for what is more than just, as he puts it, a fleeting concern for the United States of America. And what about the concern about rising crime here and crime of a particularly peculiar nature that seems to be striking America every day? What am I talking about? We'll get to that coming up on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
Outrageous.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Vrovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved show, with at least some chance that the dangers of a war in Ukraine are receding, President Biden spoke from the White House moments ago. I haven't heard it yet, and neither have you, chances are. This is the President of the United States with the latest on the United States and attempting to avoid a European war. Listen.
Ready to respond decisively to Russian attack on Ukraine, which is still very much a possibility. Through all the events of the last months, this has been our approach, and it remains our approach now. So today I want to speak to the American people about the situation on the ground, the steps we've taken, the actions we're prepared to take, and what's at stake for us and the world, and how this may impact on us here at home. For weeks now, together with our allies and partners, my administration has engaged in nonstop diplomacy. This weekend, I spoke again with President Putin to make clear that we are ready to keep pursuing high-level diplomacy, to reach written understandings among Russia, the United States, and the nations of Europe to address legitimate security concerns, if that's his wish. Their security concerns and ours. President Putin and I agreed that our team should continue to engage toward this end, along with our European allies and partners. Yesterday, the Russian government publicly proposed to continue the diplomacy. I agree. We should give the diplomacy every chance to succeed. And I believe there are real ways to address our respective security concerns. The United States has put on the table concrete ideas to establish a security environment in Europe. We're proposing new arms control measures, new transparency measures, new strategic stability measures. These measures will apply to all parties, NATO and Russia alike.
Okay, so what kind of new security measures? What Putin says constantly, and this is what he is trying to communicate to his citizens at home, is that the U.S. is pushing for war. Part of what Biden is saying here is to make it clear, no, of course we don't want a war. And that's, by the way, one of the reasons that he's been very clear, and also to reassure Americans, that we are not going to be putting boots on the ground in Ukraine. So the claim and the insistence right now by President Biden that he does not want war, that he wants to reach agreement. The claim, of course, by Putin is that the United States and our allies are surrounding the Soviet Union. Not the Soviet Union, surrounding the Russian Federation. Soviet Union is gone. Of course, Putin thinks that the disappearance of the Soviet Union was the greatest historical tragedy of the last century. But President Biden continued this morning.
The Russian Defense Minister reported today that some military units are leaving their positions near Ukraine. That would be good, but we have not yet verified that. We have not yet verified the Russian military units are returning to their home bases. Indeed, our analysts indicate that they remain very much in a threatening position. And the fact remains, right now, Russia has more than 150,000 troops encircling Ukraine and Belarus and along Ukraine's border. An invasion remains distinctly possible. That's why I've asked several times that all Americans in Ukraine leave now before it's too late to leave safely. It is why we have temporarily relocated our embassy from Kyiv to Lviv in western Ukraine, approaching the Polish border. And we've been transparent with the American people and with the world about Russia's plans and the seriousness of the situation so that everyone can see for themselves what is happening.
And that, it seems to me, is the one thing that you can say that the Biden administration could do that has basically happened. There's been a fairly clear message here about how serious this threat is and about the severe consequences. They would probably be economic consequences and international diplomatic consequences more than direct military consequences would be if Putin proceeded with some kind of attack. Finally, the president said this.
Let me be equally clear about what we are not doing. The United States and NATO are not a threat to Russia. Ukraine is not threatening Russia. Neither the U.S. nor NATO have missiles in Ukraine. We do not have plans to put them there as well. We're not targeting the people of Russia. We do not seek to destabilize Russia. To the citizens of Russia, you are not our enemy. And I do not believe you want a bloody, destructive war against Ukraine, a country and a people with whom you share such deep ties of family, history, and culture. 77 years ago, our people fought and sacrificed side by side to end the worst war in history. World War II was a war of necessity. But if Russia attacks Ukraine, it would be a war of choice, or a war without cause or reason. I say these things not to provoke, but to speak the truth, because the truth matters. Accountability matters.
And President Biden indicating his insistence that there should be accountability. The idea of the placement of missiles in Ukraine, President Biden hinting very clearly that that is not something the United States is planning, that we could provide as some kind of face-saving message after all of this. Perhaps some concessions on an item of policy that we weren't even considering up to now. And again, it's interesting, of course, that Biden refers to the deep bonds and the similarities in history between the nations of Ukraine and Russia, where at different times over the last more than 1,000 years of history, Ukrainians and Russians have occupied the same nation. Certainly, Ukraine was most frequently part of the Tsarist Empire. But the truth is, there are different languages. There is a different religious orientation. Even the people in Ukraine who are Eastern Orthodox, as the majority of people in Russia who have any religious faith are, it's a different church with a different patriarchy. The leadership of the church being different. And what's fascinating about this is that Putin is 5'7", okay? Peter the Great, who he greatly admires, was 7 feet. He was a complete freak in the late 1600s when he became czar. And when they referred to Peter the Great, he was great in terms of size. There is no question that when President Putin looks at the Battle of Poltava, which was a battle against Sweden, actually, in which Peter the Great won a resounding victory, and it made Russia for the first time a true European power. Obviously, this is Putin's goal, is to be a powerful nation comparable to China, comparable even to the United States of America, that can keep the whole world guessing and worried. He seems to have accomplished that by this run-up to war. And maybe one can hope that it's enough. When we come back, there's so much more to cover about the tendency in America, for instance, to see everything in terms of Nazis. There's a powerful piece by Samuel Goldman in The Week under the heading, Not Everything is About Nazis. And then Goldman says, Marjorie Taylor Greene's gazpacho gaffe proves we need new comparisons beyond the Holocaust. Yeah, I mean, again, maybe she thought that gazpacho could be used as substitute for Gestapo because of the very great popularity of the soup Nazi episode on Seinfeld. Well, we should get ready with better analogies. Also, a better way to figure out how peace is brought to Canada, normally a very peaceful country. And we will talk about the impact with Rich Lowry of National Review of the Durham revelations and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. SaveGCN.com. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. You may select all of those choices. I'm Vincent Fennelly.